What is the best way to treat type 2 diabetes? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Perry, associate research scientist at Yale University, looks into this question.
With obesity rates soaring worldwide, type 2 diabetes has become an epidemic that is projected to affect 1 in 3 Americans by the year 2050. There are currently no drugs available to treat the root cause of type 2 diabetes, which is fat accumulation in certain organs such as the liver and skeletal muscles. However, type 2 diabetes can be cured surgically. After weight loss surgery, patients can often forego all diabetes medications. Studies by our lab and others have suggested that it may be the forced caloric restriction that follows weight loss surgery, rather than the surgery itself, that is mostly responsible for the rapid reversal of type 2 diabetes. Previous clinical studies have demonstrated that consuming a very low-calorie diet, similar to what patients would eat following weight loss surgery, reverses diabetes just as effectively. However, the cause of this rapid reversal of diabetes was not clear. That's where our recent study comes in. We studied a rat model of type 2 diabetes that has all of the same characteristics of patients with poorly controlled disease, and found that after just 3 days of feeding these animals a very low-calorie diet, 1/4 their normal intake, they exhibited marked reductions in blood sugar. We attributed this to 3 liver-centric mechanisms. Reduced caloric intake led to, first, decreased breakdown of stored sugar, secondly, suppressed production of new glucose, and finally, decreased fat content, which improved the liver's ability to respond to the glucose-lowering hormone, insulin. This combination caused the rapid reduction of blood glucose concentrations following a very low-calorie diet. To answer the question of whether the results translate to humans, we plan to perform similar studies in people with type 2 diabetes. If so, it could lead to new drug therapies for the condition.
That was Rachel Perry of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.